Testing.
Hello.
1, 2, 3.
Can you guys hear me?
Is this better?
I still need to record. My mic on?
Nope. Hit that button.
Hold on, my kids need me.
Testing. Testing.
I don't think I'm recording.
I forgot to grab a Dr. Pepper.
I'm Nick.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Emily.
And we don't claim to be experts. I wonder if when we record, do you have an issue syncing the audio at the beginning, Emily?
No.
Like trying to figure out when to sync?
Yeah, me either. That's good. That's real good.
No, I can just like move it. I can just tell where the gaps are and line it up pretty close.
Ta-da!
I got an idea. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and then right when we're gonna, right when I finish, you guys are gonna say 4, 5, 6, okay? So we're gonna say 4, 5, and 6 all at the same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I didn't like that in my ears.
I don't know if that would work. You guys were delayed by at least a second in my ears.
Well, I think this one I'm editing anyway, so I don't think it matters.
Oh, that's right. Here, let me stop down and.
So what's going on?
You guys got a little bug. You got a little bug brewing.
What?
At your place, Emily?
Yeah, got some stomach flu going on. I don't have it, luckily, but not yet.
It's me knocking on wood.
Yeah.
Mine only lasted like 6 hours.
It's too long.
I agree, but only 3 of those were the front side.
Is that better?
I mean, it's better than, like, prolonged multiple times for several days. I'd rather just get it over with.
The front side compared to the what side?
The other side. Back side. The only other side. Oh. The back side.
Oh, okay.
Words. They were not coming out of my mouth. Do you guys want a question?
Okay.
Katie, I've been dying for this.
If you didn't have to work, what would you do with all of your free time?
Go to Disneyland.
That's fair.
All right, Emily. Why?
I like Disneyland.
Ooh. That's not a good enough answer.
What days would you avoid?
So I would just keep my same magic key path. Because then it wouldn't be busy. Or I wouldn't have to go on the busy days.
That checks out. By meaning you wouldn't have to go. You wouldn't have to feel guilty about not going?
Yeah.
Because they were blacked out anyway?
Yeah. And then I would just go to the beach the other days.
Even in the winter?
I mean, a day at the beach in the winter is still warmer than a day at the beach here. Or a day in the winter here.
That sounds like one of those things that you say to somebody, like if you're trying to teach them a lesson. You know what they say. A day at the beach in the winter is a day at the beach here.
Words of wisdom. There's a bumper sticker.
Yeah, I'm trying to. And you just keep it vague. You just keep it.
Stay tuned. Bumper stickers. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even know what that would apply to. I don't know. You know what they say. Day at the beach in the winter is a day at the beach here. Wait, did you say day at the beach in the winter is better than a day at the beach here? Just a day here?
I don't remember. I'll go back and listen.
A day at the
and
beach
know.
Here?
Oh, man. I would not spend a day at the beach here in Utah.
No, our beach
too briny.
Yeah, our beaches aren't as good.
I don't know. Bear Lake's pretty nice.
Yeah, but doesn't that like freeze over?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
Plus all the deaths and everything. And the Bear Lake Monster.
On that note, what would you do with all your free time, Nick?
Oh, what would I do? I don't know why I can't think of anything. You guys answer it for me. What do you think I would do?
I stole your answer. Just kidding.
Yeah, I like that idea of just traveling. I don't know. But I want to do but I do a different trip every time just to, you know, change it up. Or just go to Disneyland all the time. I don't know. It's either travel everywhere or go to Disneyland all the time.
Knowing the two of you, I bet you would serve people constantly. Does that make sense? You guys are already constantly serving others now with a full-time job, but I feel like it'd be heightened not working.
So I'll get a job at Disneyland?
If you want to.
Just kidding.
If you didn't have a job here, if you didn't have a job at the beach, I'd serve people. I'd serve people dope jokes everywhere.
We have this.
Is that what we're doing?
We have this guy at my work, and so we just had like a years of service recognition dinner the other night, and I got to go to it because they were recognizing my 5 years, even though it's really been 7.
Woo.
Congratulations.
But I lost credit for 2 years. That's another story. But anyway, this guy is celebrating his 45th year working for the healthcare system I work for.
Retire, man. Come on. Isn't that crazy? Holy cow. How come he's not done yet?
He, I don't know. He's still good. I think he enjoys it. I hear he may be retiring soon, but I don't know. But anyway, he comes and tells me jokes every time he sees me. Oh. So that's what made me think of it.
What does he do there? Can you say? Or you want to be vague about it?
He's a surgical tech.
Okay. So he operates on folks?
No, he's just surgeons. He, you know, hands them instruments and stuff.
This is a trombone. It's time to retire. I feel like that joke would kill,
he's
guys.
Still and sharp as a
satisfactory. How old would you say he is?
I don't know. I don't care to guess.
Yeah.
There's not this guy on my team.
Not to say the age is a reason why to retire. But 45 years working at a place, you got to imagine he's kind of up there.
Yeah.
There.
I mean, even if he started when he was 20, he'd be 65.
I cannot imagine working at one place for 45 years.
I mean, he's been at other facilities, but...
Well, yeah, but like the same company. But...
Hey, Emily, you're the one that brought this up.
Well, I was going to say, there's this guy on my team. Like,
we're asking
team.
You questions on your topic. Sorry.
There's only like 12 of us on my team, and he's going to retire at the end of this month. And when he announced that, I was like, I'm for certain, my guy, that you're only 35. He has worked for the state of Utah for, I think he said 35 years. And he looks so young. He looks like he could have graduated within a couple years of me.
Huh.
Nuts.
Crazy.
All right, Katie.
Find out what his skincare
routine
is.
What would you do?
What were you saying?
What would your thing be if you didn't have to work?
Disneyland. You want to come hang out at Disneyland with us?
Yeah. No. I would love to go to Disneyland, but I would also be scared about being able to provide for the future, so I would probably not spend the money on Disneyland.
This is your fantasy land question.
I'm confused what the question is.
I don't know. I've been
okay, so hold on.
So I've been the question working was, on our budget.
If you didn't have to work, what would you be doing?
And what would you do to be responsible?
Yeah, maybe a Disneyland, but I wouldn't spend all of it.
It's because I literally just was working on our February budget right before this. And so my money is on my brain right now. But I would probably continue with more hobbies that I've started, that I've enjoyed, that I've stopped because of life and money.
All right. I like it.
You guys want to do another question?
I keep slaughtering.
If either you or I came with a warning label, what would it be? Give me two answers.
Let's not do each other. Let's just do ourselves.
Okay. That's fair.
Because I got one for you guys.
Okay.
So
loves
we're not
Disneyland
doing each other.
Too much.
How rude.
Doesn't and loves leave her Disneyland house enough.
I'm just kidding. That's not a problem. I like Disneyland too. It's not me crapping. I don't know. What would mine be? Finley made me a little had a little self insecurity moment with your daughter. She said she doesn't like the smell of coffee, and I'm like, I bet it's my coffee breath. I'm like, you don't like That's the smell true. Of Booga's breath? It just felt like a SpongeBob moment when he ate he's the sundae. Sundae. And just a little...
I'm sure I told Grandpa that before. I didn't like the smell of coffee when they would make it at their house.
I like the smell. I can't even stand the like aisle with the beans. Mm. It smells like when they remade bodies.
That escalated quickly. What is the like? Death in this episode? Dead bodies at Bear Lake.
Are you saying I love the smell of
like
cremation,
coffee?
Emily?
I don't know. That's all I can think of when I smell it.
I think I've smelled cremation before. I'm not positive. Could be just coffee. Somebody grinding coffee.
Drive through Midvale at about 7 to 8 a.m. on certain days of the week.
Just any part of Midvale?
Just some freeway area.
It smells like burning bodies.
Especially in the winter when, like, the air is very dense and it's staying close to the ground.
How did you figure out that that's what it was?
Well, I always was like, it was in college.
So it smells like coffee.
I was always in college and I would be driving to school and I'd be like, why does it always smell like coffee through here? And I was talking to this girl about it and she's like, that's the mortuary right there. And that's when they burn their bodies, is that time of the day, in the morning. And anyway, I still smell it every so often.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what that's it smells crazy. Like, but I'm pretty sure you're smelling the wrong kind of coffee, Emily.
It just all smells the same to me.
All right, what are your warning labels?
I don't know. I think yours is don't get me going.
Will buy, don't get me going.
Just kidding. I don't know what that would even mean.
Emily's is legally, she can't sing.
Yeah.
No, that's a cop out. Emily's would be like, sorry, I bought all your Dr. Pepper.
Sorry, well, your dog was really cute.
It would be like, don't ask me for one or something like that. Like, you know.
Don't ask me about Oak Island.
Yeah.
I really need to watch the show because...
No.
Okay.
Probably, now I want to know. Now I'm curious.
You should. It's very good. You would like... It's like a rabbit hole. You would love it.
Oh, no.
It's
maybe I shouldn't.
It's good. And you would love Gary Drayton.
Uh-oh.
That's a top pocket find, mate. I said Bobby Dazzler.
I think we can end the podcast there. That was 10 out of 10.
Emily, you've only created more work for you because I'm going to request right now you input an actual clip of this guy talking. All right. Insert. So wait. Emily, say it. What's his name? Bobby Drake?
Gary Drayton?
Oh.
Bobby? Oh, yeah. Bobby. Sorry, I was confused. Drake?
Yeah, well, you said something else, Bobby.
Bobby Dazzler.
Bobby Dazzler?
Yeah.
Okay, so say a line from him.
I already did. I'll just edit it.
Okay. Well, no, say it again.
That's a top pocket find, mate.
Does he only say the two things?
I don't know. He's got, like, these one-liners. Katie will have to watch it and let you know.
Now add the clip of him talking.
And I recovered this. Well, how do we describe it? Bobby Dazzler, top pocket find, all rolled into one. On lot 26, at the side of that old wall. And it is spectacular.
Well, I guess we should probably play it for ourselves, too. Hold on. What's his name? Bobby Drake?
Gary Drayton.
Gary. Okay, this is going to be...
Top pocket find.
Drayton. Huh. Oh, should I specify? Top.
Yeah.
Oh, top pocket shirt.
Yep.
There's a shirt.
Yeah, there is.
Sorry, you already knew that.
Hello there. Do you follow us on Instagram? Our page is called We Don't Claim to Be Experts, all one word, on Instagram. We try to post updates, ask questions for upcoming episodes, and we post funny reels that have highlights from our most recent episodes. They also feature photos of us when we were kids. Don't forget to like our posts so we show up on your feed. Thanks, and happy listening.
In fact, I wrote on one of the... I sent you guys this thing that was like, Oak Island posted, like, this is the closest we've ever been or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading the comments, and it was so funny because they were all kind of the same thing. And then there was this guy that was like, I don't even care about the treasure anymore. I just want to know the history. And I was like, my family thinks I'm crazy for watching this show. I don't even care about the treasure. I just, what happened on this island?
Hold on.
I want to know.
I'm trying to find this clip. Who is this guy? Gary Drayton?
He's a metal detecting expert.
Oh, that sounds like a good time. That's what I'd be doing if I didn't have a job. Metal detecting.
So they're finding things on the surface now?
And his wealth of knowledge is so crazy. Well, he metal detects like all of the dirt that they pull from like 100 feet underground. And he metal detects. Oh. So they've been able to find all sorts of things that were buried deep in the earth. And then they're like looking around. See, now we're back on Oak Island again.
Always finds a way.
And then, I don't know, they're just searching the different lots. where they knew activity was and wasn't. And anyway, cool. Did you find the clip?
Don't get her started on Oak Island. I found it and I watched part of it, but I couldn't hear it because I couldn't figure out how to mute you guys, but just pull up the sound.
Let me see if I can do it.
Of the YouTube video.
Top pocket.
I got to see this shirt.
I wonder if everybody, when they Google something with an accent, speak in that accent.
You had to keep this all in, Emily. I can't hear anything.
You can't?
Nah. Yeah.
Nothing.
I can't. This is awesome.
We'll watch it later.
Are you holding your headphones up around your microphone? Yeah, we can't hear a thing.
You can't?
No.
It was a 10 out of 10 effort.
No, Emily, you're forgetting the quote wrong. He says, holy shamoly, it's a top pocket find.
Katie would love it. All right, let's... Well, you can change the subject, even though I'll keep talking.
I'm the one that brought it up. I said that's what your t-shirt would be. Or that's what your... What was warning the question? Label. Yeah, that's what your t-shirt would be. Pretty much, that's what you'd have to wear. Don't get me started. Mine would be,
I never check my phone.
Why don't you look at your phone?
Okay, you'll have to watch that later. On your own time.
My brain doesn't have enough room to look at my phone.
Bobby Dazzler.
I want to put that as my ringtone. Bobby Dazzler. Okay, I learned a new word today. You guys ready for this? What is a dodecagon?
Dodecagon?
Don't Google it.
20 sided.
What is it? Were you...
I mean, you're on the right path. How many sides does a dodecagon have?
I don't know.
It's a shape?
Yeah. It's a 2D shape.
Dodecagon. It's got to have... I'm pretending to actually like do it in my head, but I don't know. 100 sides? 100?
12.
Oh.
No, that's a 12-a-con.
Nailed it. Do-12-a-con. What does PDF stand for?
What?
PDF?
Yeah.
Portable.
Dysfunctioning.
Where'd you guys go?
Friend zone. There you are. Portable dysfunctioning friend zone.
10 out of 10. Portable document format.
What?
I'm telling you, I just learned through two things today. It's fine. I also got a freaking donut today. What'd you guys do today? Yeah. Lyle brought me one from Salt Lake.
Donut. Those ones that mom and dad took them?
Yeah.
One time. I forgot I had a facial scheduled, and so I went to go get it done, and the lady was like, are you allergic to anything? And I was like, no, just medication. But I forgot.
Milk thistle. That's in a lot of skincare products.
But I didn't tell her that, but I didn't even think about it. And I don't know if it's in anything, but I'm allergic to this type of like skincare, like acid stuff. And
oh my goodness, just on your left eye.
And I won't stop watering, and I had to wash my whole face off because my whole face was itchy and my throat was all scratchy. And she did like from my forehead clear down to my like collarbones.
Décolleté.
Yep.
Yikes.
Oh my.
So I'm like, I took a Benadryl.
I'm allergic to that.
Benadryl's probably worn off by now. I'm probably ready for some more. But...
Does Benadryl not knock you on your butt?
I guess not. Huh.
It does to me. I fell asleep on Emily and Ryan's couch for like 6 hours. Do you remember that?
No.
I came over to your house. I was having some kind of allergy to something. And you're like, here, take these Benadryl. And you gave me two. And I just passed out on your couch. And you and Ryan went and ran errands. And then came home. We're like, hey, you've been asleep for like 6 hours. Are you
I
alive?
Don't remember that. That's funny.
Yeah, it usually knocks people on their butt, right?
Well, I only took one, though.
How do you just power through it?
I don't know. I mean, if I take a...
Also, the post-show, you're going to be stunning for the post-show, Emily. So, hopefully you're... It doesn't look bad.
I know, but I'm not wearing any makeup because my mask, like all my makeup's washed off from my eyes watering.
So, how about Emily's... you just take a picture and then I'll put an eye patch on you. And then we'll just use the picture of you with an eye patch.
Okay.
Emily's a mom, so she's exhausted all the time anyway, so she's probably... It's fine. It's another day.
I gotta blow up some balloons.
Should we tell the story how we found out we're allergic to milk thistle?
Sure.
You remember when that happened, Nick?
What is it?
Milk thistle is like a plant people have in their yard. It's ground cover. It kind of looks like chickens? Is that what they're called? Like the little succulents?
Yeah, I don't know about chickens.
I don't know. Mom calls them chickens, I think.
But when you break them open, there's white stuff in them.
Yeah. And Emily and I broke them open. We're like, lotion. And so we rubbed it all over.
It was like glue. I think we were hoping like we could peel it off our skin and stuff.
And that we had like handprints all over us.
When was this?
Oh, we were pretty young.
Pretty young. But you were around. Like you were alive.
I don't know. I'd say I was maybe 7 or 8.
So you probably wouldn't remember. He was a little baby.
Was around.
You were alive.
Have you guys ever?
Well, Emily.
You weren't dead.
Sorry, go for it.
I was just going to say, have you guys ever seen the movie Elemental?
I've seen the trailer.
I've watched it a lot lately. My kids have been super into it. And it made me think about Ellis Island and our talk we had about Ellis Island. And you should watch it. It's really good. It's like very deep. It's got a good message behind it. But it's about like a family that immigrate to a new land. And just about how like different cultures, you know, have different traditions. And, you know, sometimes there's a fear that, you know, you'll lose your own identity if you mix with somebody else's identity. When really it could create something new. And it's really cool. I don't know. I think you'd like it.
I could see that from the trailer.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's very good. That's what Zoe wants for her birthday theme. She loves that movie. So.
Oh, man.
I think you'd like it. It's really good.
Okay. Yeah. It didn't do too hot. They didn't review high, which is surprising. But if it has a good message like that, I'm sure I would appreciate it.
I haven't seen
a lot of animated movies. What was the last one before Elemental? Was that Soul?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one yet.
Soul.
I see that.
I think Soul's my.
I saw they were releasing it to the theater. You know that?
you should see it. I like Soul. Pretty good. Pretty
Did
good
you guys
musically.
See Wish?
Never saw Wish. Oh, maybe Wish is what I was thinking of. Wish came out after Elemental, right?
Mm-hmm. It's just the last couple months.
Huh. That's amazing. It's crazy that was Wish good?
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
We've been watching Simpsons.
Oh, no. So Pandemic, Streaming, Pixar Picks, Soul, Turning Red, and Luca will hit theaters for the first time in 2024. So those are movies that came out during the pandemic, and they're going to release them to the big screen. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, sweet. Luca was really good, too. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Yeah, that was cute.
Oh, yeah, you should watch Luca. Yeah, that one's really sweet.
Do it. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. It like, takes place in Italy or something, somewhere in Europe.
Sounds right. I've seen like the first, like, 15 minutes of it.
Yeah. Speaking of Ryan, he was on the podcast last week, Emily.
Yeah.
Oh. And you missed out.
I've listened to part of it. Sounds like a party.
It's fascinating. I learned so much.
He was talkative. He was actually, you know, he was comfortable with it. So hopefully he just listens to enough of these and he sees you doing it. So he just naturally it came to him.
Yeah.
Did he like it? What did he say afterwards?
He's like, I just kept talking and I hope that's okay.
Of course.
That's what we do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Ben was a little jealous when we got done. Ben was like, Ryan wanna be on?
Right, but by accident, only because he wanted to defend himself.
That's what I told him. But we did talk about having all the spouses on.
It did sound like there were. I think he kept looking over to see if you were done with taking care of the sick kids, but it seemed like you were too busy. It seemed like things just kept coming up. So it was good for him to cover the time.
Well, at one point, I was just sitting on the couch watching him talk to you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, I'll let him take over. So I told him, thanks for letting me have a break tonight or something. I, you know.
Yeah. But, no, it was fun. It was good.
Yeah.
He was our first expert. Yeah. So.
Our one and only. Just kidding.
One and only. That's all you guys are getting.
You very well could be. Sorry, I'm.
We're going to call this Emily is dead.
The one I've been
tired of. Well, we don't have to do this too long. I feel bad making you keep your eyes open, Emily.
No, it's okay. I just don't know why it's still bothering me. Stupid.
So what did they put on your face?
I don't know. She just was like, here's some moisturizing stuff, and here's some more moisturizing stuff, and here's some vitamin C that'll tighten, brighten, and... She had three rhyming words. And then she's like, okay, here's some eye cream. And here's some sunscreen. And she just kept like putting all these things on it. She didn't tell me like what was in anything. But I mean, her skin's really soft. And I've gotten it done before, but I remember the last time I went, I told her I was allergic to this certain acid, and I forgot to tell her this time, so I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Last time I didn't have any issues.
Mm. So. It's crazy, it's just your one eye, or is it both eyes?
Well, it's kind of, this eye's worse, but both eyes will just all of a sudden start running. I just look like I'm crying. Oh, yeah.
You're just having such a good time.
Yeah.
Five more episodes of this unplanned, unfiltered, raw conversation between three siblings that don't claim to be experts. Thank you for listening.
We've never claimed that. Oh, man. I'm trying to think. Anything else going on?
I started Googling how long it takes fruits and vegetables to get from where they're grown to your table.
That's a long time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It can be. It depends on the company. It depends on where they buy the produce.
I know.
It depends on what store it's sold in.
I think mainly tomatoes. They pick tomatoes when they're green, right? And so when they get to the store, they usually aren't fresh unless they're in season, something like that. And then they get to the store sooner. I don't know. I don't claim to be an expert.
It's just, nuts. So what were you going to say, Mary?
Another question?
Oh, so good. I told Ben I was craving that movie the other day.
You were and he's craving
like, He's like, I don't think I want to see it. And I'm like, have you ever seen it? And he's like, no, I don't even know what it is. And I'm like, then how do you know you don't want to see it? It's Corky Romano.
Well, if he's got such opinions like he doesn't like Batman Forever, I don't think he's going to like Corky Romano.
And he doesn't like Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Okay, but he likes Master of Disguise.
Oh.
That movie, I take it or leave it.
I'm going to be your master. Nick loved it.
I know. I had to listen to you guys quote it all the time. Maybe that's why I didn't like it.
Probably. All right. Who was your childhood hero?
Amelia Earhart.
I have two, and they're both not real. It's either Darth Vader or Batman. So.
Which one of those would you want to be your dad?
Batman or Bruce Wayne? I have to clarify.
Make your own rules. Or Batman.
I think Batman would be a good dad. There, I said it. Darth Vader is also good. You know, he came around. He saw what his son was going for. He saw
cut his arm off.
He was good before, and he did it because he loved someone.
His children and wife were dead.
True.
That's why he turned into Darth Vader. Once he found out his son was alive, he's like, oh, I can be a good guy.
That was only a few years, Emily. That's how long that character development was. You know, from New Hope to Episode 6. It's only a few years. He came back around.
And if you see him in Ahsoka, so good.
Did you guys listen to For Your Amusement this week about Soren?
No.
It was pretty good. They were talking about Soren and went the part with Yosemite, and there's the, like, the climbers, the mountain climbers. And they were like, Ryan was like, they had to sit there for like 6 hours waiting to be filmed. And he's like, you barely see them. Like, you're there for 6 hours and you're like hardly even noticed in your clip.
I didn't even notice that there were climbers on that ride.
You have to look. I didn't realize that they were like planned. I just assumed they were people who were organically there and they just happened to catch them.
That's how I thought the whole thing was. Are you saying the whole thing's fake?
Those apparently are
actors
all
golfing.
That was the previous president of Disney.
Oh, no kidding.
You'll have to listen to it. It's a good podcast.
What's his name?
John? No, not who you're thinking. Maybe you do know his name.
It was a Disney, wasn't it?
Oh. His last name was, I have a name in my head, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay. I have never even heard of that podcast before. I definitely wrote it down.
It's very good. Ryan and Shane from Watch. Michael Eisner. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, no, so it's just Ryan from Watcher.
What?
Yeah. So. You haven't listened to too many podcasts in a while. I need to go back. I need to listen to a lot. It's only one podcast for me now. It takes like 15 minutes for me to get to work, and it's the perfect amount of time to listen to Up First. And so right when I get in the car, I play Up First, and I get there, and it's over.
Yeah.
So
get the highlight.
My commute to work is all of 30 seconds, so no podcast is short enough for that.
Except for
the commercials.
Yeah.
Except for mid-December to a few weeks ago. Then it probably took you a little longer to get up the stairs.
Oh, true.
Almost a minute commute.
Oh, it was more like 5. I had to crawl up the stairs most days.
I
slide on my butt to get down.
Okay, I have something that I'm curious about. You guys want to talk about? So I kind of, one thing that happened this year for the new year is, it's kind of deep. It's kind of heavy. Emily's already crying about it.
Do it.
She can't even handle it. So I kind of have been looking at, it's taken me a month now to kind of notice what my problems are, but I've been looking at addiction and trying to see what things I should change, what things I could change in my life. And addiction, it comes in many forms, right? So it's like things that you consume and take both in your body, visually, anything in your head. So we started off the month, you know, and in the new year, looking at like social media and kind of our addiction to opening our phones and resharing things and liking things and whatever, and then also receiving that. But then I have other things in my life that I know I'm addicted to. But I was wondering, what do you, you guys don't have to say if you have any issues, but do you think, what do you think it takes to knock those kind of things? Like, have you tried to do it before?
Depends on the addiction.
Have you tried to do it with anything in the past? You know, what is it? What does it look like through your eyes?
I think it depends on
the addiction.
Yeah, it depends on the person.
Okay.
Oh yeah, for
sure. It's like I feel like I have a very addictive personality. Like I'm not maybe just I fixate on things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm grateful that I've never done anything that
could
lead that
produce something
that
bad.
Feeds into like that type of personality. If that makes
Mm-hmm.
So like Dr. Pepper, I love Dr. Pepper. I like to start my day with a Dr. Pepper, you know, but it's like, I feel like that's pretty innocent compared to other things that I could, you know, do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's like the, compared to the Nick side of things, like coffee, that cremation smelling device.
That's right.
have you guys had issues and you've tried or, and maybe successfully knocked things in the past?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think
when I had the, before I got my kidney removed, I was in so much pain that I was on pain medicine for probably about a year, like opioid pain medicine. And I was still in so much pain. I had to go through a lot of testing before they were willing to remove the kidney because it was still functioning, but the pain it was causing me was debilitating. And the day finally came, they took the kidney out, I recovered. And I stopped all of the pain medicine. Me as a human, like my cognitive human being, I was not addicted, but my body was. And so I had to go through all of the withdrawals. I had no idea if you're going through withdrawals and you take antihistamine, it leads to restless leg and restless arm. And that pain was almost worse than the kidney pain. And I stopped taking it as soon as I figured out what it was. But it still lasted for a whole nother week after I stopped taking it.
Yeah.
That, and like for me with that one, that was a fairly easy one because like cognitive human, I wasn't addicted. It was my body. So I just had to go through it for my physical, but my cognitive human being was not addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think of things. So I'm the same way. You know, I kind of fixate. I call mine an addiction because I feel like I need it. So it's like I got rid of social media. I wasn't wasting my time anymore looking at these, you know, looking online and whatever, but I started filling it with other things in my life, you know, other pointless things. I was watching, I'm watching more YouTube now and I'm doing, you know, I'm playing more video games now. So I don't know. I just have to, I don't mean, I guess I don't have, but I'm trying to knock this whole feeling like I have to fill it. And then I'm just trying to find something to replace it with that's going to be better for me. Cause right now I feel like I'm not doing things that are better for me.
Read. That's my whole thing is like, I feel like you're trying, cause that's what I've had to do is if there's something that's bothering me about and feel like I'm fixating on the wrong things, I have to find something to fill that hole, like you said. Mm-hmm. So it's like right now that the hole I'm trying, like I've been working on like gardening and starting my little seeds and reading about plants and landscaping and, you know, it's a dumb thing, but it's like, it's a fairly, you know, simple, innocuous thing to fixate on.
My therapist, her and I were talking about addiction, and she said the best thing you can do is eliminate the like comorbidities. So the situation in which you would turn to it, adjust it so it's not the same. So in the situation we were talking about, she said, so if you're moving, stop it before you move so that your brain doesn't associate your new house with that addiction, so that it creates whole new pathways.
Huh. Have you guys, I remember if I, well, I gotta think of what the song is. There's a used song that just made me think of.
Take It Away?
Nope. It's from their new album.
Ooh, I like their new album.
Yeah, it's really good.
Under pressure, pressing down on me, pressing down on you. They didn't originally write that song, Emily, so I just want to let you know before you link it.
It's Headspace.
But it's also superior to the original.
I don't know. It is really good. Yeah, Headspace.
Headspace. One of my favorite lyrics from that song is, change my perspective. That's what they say. Like, I'm in a car and I could just change lanes. Solder new neural pathways deep in my brain, but it doesn't work that way. Oh, I wish it worked that way.
Hmm.
And it's just, I don't know, I love that it, like, some people are just like, well, just change, you know, but you know, you can't just do it. But I liked what your therapist said, where you try to associate it with it's different not things.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's everybody, like you said, everybody's different. Yeah. So what could work for me is not going to work for the next person. Because of the way my brain associates it, the way my brain built that little connection.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, sorry to bring it up. I've just been thinking about it a lot, and there's still things I need to kick and lots of stuff. I just want to change my life. So I feel like putting you guys under the bus and seeing your thoughts on it. I've said it before and I say it again that this is seriously, you know, this is like the therapy for me every week. So
yeah.
So talking about heavy stuff like this kind of helps too, even though, you know, I don't know if this will be as interesting to listen to. So
I've got 36 tomato plants started.
Holy cow.
How long does it take from them to get off the vine to your kitchen?
I think it's like 100 days from when I planted them. But they planted them. I saved seeds from tomatoes last year.
Oh.
But what are you going to do with all the tomatoes?
Hopefully give some to me. I want tomatoes.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing is it's like, it's kind of just a fun hobby. I don't even know. So I had some that sprouted, but when I transplanted them, they haven't done anything quite yet. So I don't know if those have survived the transplanting to the dirt. Mm-hmm. So there's a chance I don't quite have 36. But.
Emily, you just get a piece of bread.
That's cool.
You get some vegan butter. You get some vegan mayonnaise. Slap a tomato on there with some salt and pepper.
So good. Vegan bacon, too.
Vegan bacon, yeah. So if you're not salivating, listener, I'm sorry. But you should be.
So good.
Have you ever put basil in the mayonnaise and then put it on a BLT?
No.
Sounds crazy. 10
out of 10. No, not basil. Hang on.
I'm doing basil.
What is the basil pasta stuff? Pesto.
Oh, yeah.
Pesto in mayonnaise. On a BLT. 10 out of 10. But not the, like, canned stuff from the store. I'd get, like, the Costco brand.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. Thanks, guys. This is great. Do you want to move over to YouTube? Be ready to show the world your eye patch, Emily?
Oh, I'd love that. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just in
a funk. You're
making
my eyes water.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
No, I keep touching my eyes because she keeps touching hers.
Oh, it's so hard all day long. Luckily, when I go to sleep, they hopefully will just be closed and won't have to wipe them all night long.
Your mucus layer will do its job.
Yep.
Sure. That's what she meant to say.
Okay.
Hope the old mucus layer works overtime
tonight.
Thanks
for taking the words right out of my mouth.
The purpose of it. Leave me alone.
You got mucus in your eyes? You got to get that checked out. I'm sure that's not good.
Everybody does.
All right. I got trivia for you guys over on YouTube. So, you want to go over?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.